The time is 4:45, and you're listening to NPR's All Things Considered on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Pat Blank. It's been written that when Asian American civil rights activist Grace Lee Boggs speaks, people listen, and for good reason. At age 97, she's been engaged in labor, feminist, environmental, and food justice struggles for more than half a century, and she continues that work today. Grace Lee Boggs joins me on the phone. Hello, Ms. Boggs.
Hello, hello.
You are in Iowa for a speech at Grinnell College. Now, you don't travel very much these days and make very many public appearances. Why did you decide to accept the invitation from Grinnell?
Well, you know, I think that MLK's birthdays are wonderful times for reflection. And that's what I've discovered in speaking at them over the years. And it just seems to me that this is a time for reflection. And his, particularly the points that he made in his Break the Silence speech in 1967 about materialism and militarism, were agonizing about the war in the Middle East, and we're agonizing about the violence in our cities and even in small towns. And so we really need to think, does he have something to tell us about that time, about this time? And that's why I decided that old and hard of hearing as I am, I should come to Grinnell.
I'm also impressed that you have embraced social media and you have a blog. And I read on your blog when discussions were underway to make Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday a national holiday that you weren't a big fan of the idea because you thought it just might be another day for people to shoot off fireworks or go shopping or barbecue.
Well, no, it wasn't so much that, but you know, that's how other national holidays turned out, like 4th of July and Thanksgiving. But I was afraid, as Bob Moses also was, that it would turn us into, that it would turn MLK into a star and minimize the role of the activists and the grassroots. Instead, it has turned out to be a wonderful time for reflection. And that's what we need to do more of in this country.
And when you speak to young people like those at Grinnell College and those who would be young activists, how do you make Martin Luther King relevant and the work that you have done in the past? How do you make that relevant to them?
Well, each time I speak, it's a different time, of course, and also, so it's a different message. But I think this time when we're very concerned about war, military budgets, and the community violence, that Martin Luther King's message means a lot to us, to everybody, regardless of what age you are.
I mentioned that your work continues today in Detroit, Detroit Summer, which has been underway for many years. Tell us briefly about what Detroit Summer is.
Well, what happened was that in 1989, 1990, the sense that Detroit was falling apart, there was a great deal of violence and crime. And the mayor, who was Coleman Young, said that the problem was jobs. And we disputed him and said that the problem was not so much jobs as that young people do not have a role to play in the rebuilding of the city. And so we created Detroit Summer as a project to enlist their energies. And to our surprise, they really came forward. And it was a kind of visionary organizing in which you create a program, and those people who are ready to act come forward.
Grace Lee Boggs, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
See you soon.
Grace Lee Boggs is speaking at Grinnell College this afternoon as part of the campus observance of Martin Luther King Day.